Okay, we're hearing a rain delay at Camp Rantoul. The blue squad just booed the orange squad for coming in off the practice field. And I'm standing here with former All-American, first team All-American, Martin O'Donnell, who has slimmed down from his playing weight of 308 to what, two, what did you say?
245.
So he's barely recognizable. But we're just standing here talking football. There's nothing for us to do, so I'm going to record it. So,
sounds good.
First question. Offensive line, last year, last seven games, fell apart. Like, just, it started to spiral out of control, and some guys were nicked up, and it just fell apart. What do you think? I guess you've seen some of the position changes. What do you think of them?
I think it's interesting. You know, it wasn't something I anticipated happening, but I kind of like it because I wasn't necessarily anticipating. I think the move of Thornton to tackle makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's certainly athletic enough. He played tackle before. You know, and I think that certainly at this point they trust him more than some of those one-on-one blocks on an island.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of experience, whereas uh-huh. the other guys got some last year, but not a ton.
Sure.
I'm interested to see kind of what happens, to see how Feldmeier handles the center position. But uh-huh. as I was talking to somebody earlier, just because Graham's not playing center doesn't mean he can't be making calls.
Good point. Yep.
So I think it's interesting, and I think you know, there's positives and negatives, anything.
And I think heights at guard makes a little sense. I mean, he was solid in run, maybe struggled in pass, maybe mm-hmm. he was a little young, and we're throwing him out there too early last year. But I think him to guard makes a lot of sense. I guess as a former guard, you could see some, you know, guard capabilities in him.
Well, certainly, you know, and the great thing about playing guard is, you know, even though you're not going to have help on every block, you have more help than you do a tackle. Yeah. And, you know, if you're a stronger run blocker than pass blocker, I mean, I always felt more comfortable, you know, with a one-on-one run block versus a one-on-one pass block.
Yeah.
Then that's good. And, you know, I think at this point, it's a matter of getting guys in positions where they can excel to the best of their ability. And whether that's, you know, if that's not height, it's a tackle. But if you say, hey, he's doing really good at guard, well, that's one less position you got to worry about.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. I want to ask you something. We may have even talked about this when we did that long form podcast, but Ohio State final drive, you got injured, but then went back out, right?
Yes. Yeah. We did talk about that.
Okay. What was the injury again?
It was, I think at that point, I'd gotten rolled on something.
Yeah.
On my ankle, but at that point in the season, I was having a lot of issues with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's more like what I was going to go with. Like, by that time of the season, offensive linemen are going to have, like, seven nagging injuries.
Well, right? You're beat up.
I mean,
you're beat up. There's no question.
Yeah. So you came out. You came out. Eric Block came in for a few plays.
Block came in, and Block was actually on the – I got injured shortly after the fourth and one conversion, and so uh-huh. Block was out there for a lot of those key kind of third downs. And,
uh-huh.
you know, and you got to have – and this is something, you know, something I know you talk about a lot. You got to have kind of that guy off the bench, that swing offensive lineman
right.
who can play either all three positions in the center, in the middle of the line, or can play either tackle.
Uh-huh.
And Block was able to play left guard, center, or right guard. And so, I mean, I had confidence in knowing that he was there, and I wasn't anywhere close, and that Ohio State defense was still really good.
So let me ask you a question I remember not asking you. Well, maybe I did. Who's the hardest defensive lineman to go up against?
There were some good ones. I would say there's a guy that Wisconsin had. I'll go with it because it was kind of the primacy effect. His name was, I believe it was Jason Jefferson. He played on the line with Antage Hawthorne. Got more publicity, but Jefferson was good and he was really quick. And that was playing at Madison was my first big road game in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
So he was good. He was tough. But that's the thing about the Big Ten conferences. There's always really good defensive tackles.
Yeah.
You know, and this, and I was thinking about it too, is there, you know, defensive tackle is certainly the strength of the defensive line positions, I think, in the Big Ten this season. So, you know, having, maybe having guys there who have bigger bodies, maybe that's advantageous.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have to dive deeper into that and look at the matchups.
Okay, we got about 40 seconds here. So
nice.
Do you see a sixth man to fill that interior role? I mean, is it Teddy Karras maybe? If Heitz is starting at guard with Posick and Feldmeier's at center, can Karras be that guy?
I think so. Yeah. I think in that situation, you know, the thing with the swing guys, it doesn't have to be able to play center and guards, but if you have a guy who can play either left guard or right guard or left tackle, right tackle,
mm-hmm.
gives you a lot of flexibility.
Yeah.
And I think that's what camp is for.
Okay, great. Well, that cheer we heard was the team coming back out because the rain stopped, so I'm going to stop this recording and go watch.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Mark.